Regalia.
More music on trendybeats.com.
I know, bro, you've been suffering all your life. Fitting your wife and the kids, it's a fight. You ask, what the hell, I ain't doing right. Nothing to show for the hustle day and night. They say men don't cry, so you never try. Let it flow, bro, even the Lord Jesus Christ. You're full of love, looking for the right man. You help your partners to rise and again. They leave you for another, just when you think it's working out, it happens again. My sister, are you crying? Please do it for your own healing. Waited over 10 years to get a child. She's beautiful and brainy, we all wow. But COVID-19 just took her out. Lord gives and takes, why how? You know health is wealth, you be cautious. We love life and know that it is precious. You get cancer now, holy Jesus. Now you are in an emotional crisis.
Most people would rather hold back their tears or release them in a private setting rather than allowing others to see them at such a vulnerable and emotional state. But what you may not know is that crying is actually something that can represent a lot of positive things. A few cry to lubricate your eyes. These tears are called basal tears, and not only do they support your vision, we'll get into that later, but they make sure your eyes stay wet and clean. Secondly, you might shed a tear as a reflex. These tears, aptly called reflex tears, are usually associated with things that irritate your eyes, like stuff you're allergic to, maybe when you're cutting onions, or perhaps just bacteria in general. The last type of tears that scientists can identify are the ones you're all too familiar with, emotional tears. These are the ones that are sparked by overwhelming emotional stress, whether it be from sadness, anger, or just severe frustration. But then, is crying a sign of weakness, or could it actually be a representation of power? Psychologists are saying that people who cry a lot are actually showing a sign of strong mental capabilities. Whale detail number two, crying is powerful. Crying can actually show that you are connected to your feelings, and it makes you confront them. Whether they are tears of sadness, frustration, anger, or even happiness, crying can be a great release rather than suppressing those feelings. It can also show that you aren't afraid to go against social expectations. Crying is usually seen as a form of weakness for men, and women are seen as overly dramatic and aren't taken seriously. Crying is a great stress reliever, and it's a good way to let go of emotions. It's not healthy to keep things bottled up inside, as it can become self-destructive. It can also feel good to cry because when you do so, the body releases a set of endorphins. Crying also reduces stress by releasing toxins through the tears.
More music on trendybeats.com.